Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can and will create a much better and happier world. As I mentioned during the last hour, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, next year, I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, with some of the most world's most best psychics, UFO people, and healers. If you register before January 20th, the cost for the conference is only $147. And for more information, please see our beautiful new website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Or if you need more information, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793, or toll free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States or Canada. Also, too, if you'd like to volunteer with marketing, answering emails, or distributing flyers for the conference, please contact me, and I'm happy to give you free admission to the conference. Again, my website is my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell you of some upcoming events. On Saturday, June 13th, I'll be at the Crystal Void Spiritual Center in Tacoma from 2 to 4 p.m. giving a presentation. Then on Saturday, January 20th, I'll be sponsoring a wonderful psychic fair happening in Olympia, Washington. It's called the Cosmic Awareness Fair. It's our second annual one. There'll be almost 30 different vendors, ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people. The admission is free. I'll be giving a presentation there, as well as Michiko Hayashi, who will be giving a presentation on the Moto Peace Project. I hope you can come. My new book, Messages from the Masters, has been published. And if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book contains messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Nikolai Tesla, and the Galactic Alliance, among others. The book is also available on Amazon as well. But from me, you can get an autographed copy. During this second hour, I'd like to wish all my listeners around the world Merry Christmas and happy New Year. I should have told my producer about this earlier, but Eric, during this hour, I'll be giving away three free readings, and you just need to call the studio and leave your name and contact information with Eric, my producer, and I'll call you back after the show and give you a free reading for Christmas. And sorry, Eric, I didn't give you advance notice on that. Our phone number here in the studio is area code 425-373-5527. It's the first three who call, or you can email me as well to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, we'll give a few minutes here. I'd like to bring on my good friend Judy Calley. I consider Judy one of the best psychics in America, and she'll also be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next March, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. Judy, how are you today?
I'm great. Wonderful to be here.
Oh, you're always so much fun. Looks like our ringer boards are ringing now. So anyway, thanks, Eric, for getting those calls. First three. We've already got two people ring. So, Judy, I wanted to wish you Merry Christmas. And
thank you.
And it's always so much fun having you on the show. And I think what I'd like to do is to ask, we could bring in Santa Claus, but also if there's any of the great spirits there who'd like to give us some Christmas messages for humanity today.
Okay. Hold on. Let me tune in.
Okay.
Well, actually, the first message comes from the star.
Beautiful.
From the star that lit the way for the wise men.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Okay.
I I speak to the star wisdom that you personally carry. We each have had experiences in the star realm. And one of the greatest gifts we receive from having a life as a star is we learn to shine and sparkle and be delighted right where we are. It's a wonderful awareness because it assists you to step into the more expanded frequencies of your soul, as we're doing in fifth dimension, where you are having the opportunity to be the light of who you are and to put love into all of life in the way that personally speaks to you. To just shine your light, to be a beacon of hope, to lit up the sky is a great, wonderful opportunity. And I have relished in this opportunity to sparkle and shine and glow. So I offer to each of your hearts to let your own starlight sparkle and shine and glow.
Beautiful. What a beautiful thought. Thank you so much. And when people are having a hard time or a down day, what advice would they give to cheer them up?
I'm hearing Santa Claus. I'm hearing him say jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. So I would suggest that you ring some bells and you sing some songs and you give yourself the chance to dance and to celebrate life. Because we all have the opportunity to view life in the way that we choose to view life. And it's a personal choice. You're the only person that lives inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one deciding where your attention goes. So Santa Claus is saying, ho, 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 life is about joy. And yes, you have moments that you're in despair. And yes, you have moments that you're thoughtful. And yes, you have moments that you plow or you take care of somebody that you love or you have extra expenses or whatever the choice may be. But understand that no matter what situation you're in, it is a gift to breathe, to live life, and to have experiences. And each of us have such a variety of experiences. We're all like alphabet soup. At some point, we're all going to eat the K. We're all going to swallow the M. We're all going to chew the S.
Oh, how funny.
It really is just a smorgasbord of all kinds of happenings in every way, shape, and form. And I've learned through the centuries not to let anything stick, to just let it all roll off my back. You know, I have been created from the hearts and the love of souls. And as a being, it's quite wonderful that I am known for bringing joy to the hearts of people all over the world.
Beautiful.
What greater gift could somebody have?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is the birth of the one we call Jesus, mm-hmm. whether it is the menorah, mm-hmm. whether it is Allah, or whether it is Kwanzaa,
mm-hmm.
or 50 million other expressions of our own spirituality, the whole point of all forms of spiritual understanding is love.
Beautiful, beautiful. And with that, thank you so much for sharing that beautiful message. That's so nice. Thank you.
You'll never look at alphabet soup the same way again.
Well, I know that Professor Einstein wrote a letter called The Bomb of Love to his daughter Listerl in 1955. And if you don't mind, if there's time, I'd love to, if they're not busy, I'd love to bring in my good friend Brainy Boy and President Kennedy for any Christmas messages.
Okay. Albert Einstein just winked at me, so he's here. And, John Kennedy. He always has such a noble way about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. This is Brainy Boy, Albert Einstein. In the bigger scheme of things, what you ultimately discover as a being is that you're not that important. You come to the understanding that life is to be lived, that every time that you have an opportunity to hug, to see the look in a loved one's face, to touch the cheek of a child, or to rub noses with a dog, or to pet the tail of a cat, or to see the glorious wildlife, or the wonderful trees, or the mountains, the majestic mountains, or you smell the fragrance of the flowers. We have so many ways to enjoy life, to participate in life, and to give ourselves an opportunity to have experiences. You don't have to have an over-exaggerated mental capacity to really use common sense. And in the bigger scheme of things, common sense serves you far better than what we would consider would be super intelligent. Mm-hmm. Common sense allows you to take the moment and do something practical and honest and that really serves the masses. And that really is my message for this holiday season. When you use your hands and your heart, ask yourself, is there a way I can extend what I'm giving to serve the hearts of others in some way that touches me as well? Make commitments this holiday season, whatever holiday speaks to your heart, and reach your hands out and touch another. That is my offer for this holiday season, as I hold my own loved one in my heart always.
Thank you so much, Professor Einstein, for giving us this beautiful words of wisdom. Merry Christmas to you.
This is John F. Kennedy. Wow. When I see and feel the fireworks on the 4th of July, does it not give you hope to realize that each of us look like fireworks to heaven? You look like glorious sparkles of light. And when you see the heavens from our viewpoint, and we look and see everything that we're looking at, the earth looks like it is full of a million twinkling lights. Mm. That is what I see this holiday season. Brighter, more spectacular light show from the hearts of each of you in the world. I have been known as the President of the United States. And I took that oath, and I still feel that oath in my heart today. But I also felt the pull, as I was taught so beautifully by my family, that we have an Earth family, we have a world family, and we have a responsibility to reach out to others at this time of the year and mm-hmm. see what kind of a difference we can make. It can be as simple as taking crepe paper and making those beautiful little round circles that interconnect each other, mm-hmm. and you decorate a tree with somebody who's mm-hmm. homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Or you buy somebody a hot soup or a hot coffee, or you give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Or you remember something that mattered to them and you present it to them. Mm-hmm. It's important to understand at this time the generosity of heart and generosity of spirit is what this country was all about, mm-hmm. and that's how we were created. It's important that you open the borders of your minds and your hearts, and you extend your hands to all in the world in whatever way you personally feel so guided. I am in my heart and forevermore will be at this time a presence in the hearts of many. And I still feel the sense of responsibility to all those that have in any way, shape, or form been part of my presidency. I take this moment and I send you each a heart from my heart. And I ask you most of all to love yourself this holiday season, because only by loving you can you share your heart with the world. I am John F. Kennedy, and I wish you a happy holiday, merry season this year.
Thank you, dear President Kennedy, for that beautiful message.
I just saw Chilly Willy.
You saw who?
Chilly Willy, the little cartoon character, the penguin.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my
and
goodness.
He just came in. Here we go. I'm just stopping by this holiday season to say hi and ask you to remember that cartoons lighten your heart. So watch some cartoons and laugh with your family and have some fun.
Oh.
This is Chilly Willy.
How sweet. That's beautiful. What a beautiful little gift. Well, this studio has lit up again in this beautiful white light. Thank you. That is so nice.
That was funny.
That is so beautiful.
I've never had Chilly Willy come in before. That was really fun.
Well, I'm tempted. I'll ask one more. Is there anyone else who'd like to come in briefly?
Let me see. Let me tune in.
Okay.
There's Mother Teresa.
Oh, beautiful.
My dear sweet family, I love you just as much from this side as I did when I was there. I see the potential in each of you beautiful beings, and I celebrate your life as a human here on earth at this time. You are needed beyond what you could understand. You have a tendency to diminish your importance as a person. But let me tell you, just as I did in life, every hand I shook, every shoulder I got to put my arm around, every sweet face I got to look in was a gift of God. And you are a gift of God. And in this moment, I want you to remember that. No matter what you are in, what station of life you're in, whatever your personal circumstances are, whether you have lots of family or you think you have no family, you have us. We are here supporting and loving you, your angels and your guides, and those of us that have what you would call familiar names that you recognize. I, as Mother Teresa, am just as hard at work on this side as I was on the other side to eradicate poverty and to increase the heart of all in grace and in giving. I ask that you at least extend a bowl of soup to somebody or make a meal and invite some people in your neighborhood that may not have the family you have. Or maybe you don't have family. Find a way to include a couple of people and create a family. This is Mother Teresa, and I celebrated my life by dedicating my life to the heart of Jesus. Each of you can choose how you want to celebrate your life and how you want to share your heart. That is the gift of choice. Choose well, but remember, we all have a heart. We all come from the heart of creation. We each matter in the twinkle of the eye of creation. You are that important. You are the twinkle in the eye of Creator.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mother Teresa, for that beautiful comment. Judy, I want you to hang on the line, please. I'd like to bring in my second guest and introduce you to her. Her name is Deborah Stelfox, and I'll give Eric a few minutes to bring her on. She's a wonderful numerologist, and she helps people find love. She's one of the most positive, beautiful people I know, and I know you'll really enjoy meeting her here on the air. And Judy, I want to thank you so much for bringing in these beautiful spirits. What a nice Christmas gift that you are.
It was fun to be with you, Ted, and I wish you all a joyous season, whatever speaks to your heart.
Oh.
Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Oh, please stay on, if you can, few minutes. I want to introduce you to my second guest. Well, while we're waiting, is there anyone else who'd like to say something?
Let me see.
Okay.
She's a sister.
Oh, great.
I ask in the name of however you've known me to look in the eye of another and do not see what you think is wrong with them. I ask you to look and see what it is that you can delight in about them and make that your New Year's resolution. Choose to see the good in every person and every being. And choose to see the potential that they have and let them know what it is that you delight in about them. We have a tendency to have these feelings, and we don't always share them. Share them. You have no idea what your belief in another person may create. So this season of what's been called the birth of my life, give birth to new eyes to see people with your heart and not your judgmental head. Choose to see the beauty of who each soul is and choose to see and know that if they are here breathing on the planet at this time, they have a gift for all of us. See all as a gift. And celebrate that.
Thank you, Jesus, for sharing that. Wow, that's been amazing. Judy, I'd like for you to meet my friend, Deborah Stelfox.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Oh, hi.
Yes, hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I have my friend Judy Kelly on the line. She's a fantastic psychic, and she just brought in Jesus, President
Chili Willie,
President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy,
and Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm in some amazing company.
Yeah.
Well.
So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And may the numbers of our world light up our heart, huh?
Well, this is certainly a time for lighting up the heart. I mean, Ted, you got me on an auspicious day. You get the Love Guru on the 22nd. 2 is the consummate love number in numerology, as you probably know.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's the power of 2 doubled on the 22nd.
Mm.
So it's love, love. And also, it's a day, the attitude of today is a 7, mm-hmm. and the date is an 8. So it's a 7-4-8 day in numbers speak. And it's a great day for all the intelligent people to feel really pragmatic and purposeful, very practical. It's a day for upsurge for anyone who's a manager or a teacher, a great day for manifestors, and a really good day for people that have a tendency for addiction, because with all the balance of pragmatism and mm-hmm. groundedness and focus and manifesting, it's going to mitigate that urge to have that third Christmas cookie today.
Oh, good.
I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of office parties going on right now, right? Like nobody wants to work after noon today, so they're all kind of hanging out, partying a little bit.
Right.
And it's a great day, so thank you for having me on.
Well, it's so nice to have you, Deborah. You do numerology, and I think you're one of the best numerologists in America, and also matchmakers, too. And you help people find their true loves, is that right?
Well, I do. I coach. I'm a love and relationship coach, and one okay. of my favorite things to do is coaching people that are dreaming about maybe attracting a soulmate, and then I mm-hmm. help them with all the different ways that they can do that,
mm-hmm.
all the way from, you know, superficial coaching like, so you go to work and then you cocoon. You go to work and then you cocoon. Okay, it could be the UPS guy, but
right.
we have to widen that fishnet and get you circulating,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. But then it can go deeper under the hood, like emotional healing work. I do emotional healing work. And where I focus on helping people bust those limiting beliefs that are energetic patterns that are in the way of them attracting what they truly want. Mm-hmm. So instead of continuing to attract the pattern, let's break it and get what you really want and put you in a predisposed position for that. I help coach them if they need a reinvention cycle on their career or some kind of a facelift. I help them with that, too, because, you know, being in your dream job where you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, I love what I do. I really love what I do, and I'm feeling passionate about it or at least happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's an added attraction for the soulmate. I also teach an inner yogic technique mm-hmm. that people practice at night to assist them in drawing the soulmate, and it works with a lot of interesting principles, but it's very short and sweet, but it's extremely profound.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that's fun, and I love helping people who are married and people who are in relationships, and I coach them too. So, yeah, and I have a few clients here and there that I'm kind of looking for love as a matchmaker, so that kind of goes on in the back burner a little bit. I have some dreams about that.
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking that it would be really fun to have an online dating service
sure.
where I start in a little boutique, sort of a like a really narrow market niche.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I love working with spiritual progressives. My company is Divine Matchmaker, and that is my niche first and foremost. But as far as online dating, I thought it would be fun to just start with people that practice meditation and let all those people who are into meditation meet each other. And maybe even start with one or two specific types of meditation
uh-huh.
and see if I can't help some of these people who want like-minded folks on their particular path start meeting up. So that's a little dream I'm working on.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, one thing I always like to play, since you're the love coach, and this is Christmas, and we just had Professor Einstein on and John F. Kennedy on and Mother Teresa and Jesus talking about love, I've got a 528 hertz tuning fork here, Deborah. And I've also got
yeah.
a crystal, which is the tune of love, actually. It's a love frequency. I've also got a crystal that I picked up from Mount Shasta, from Lemuria and Telos, when I was there last September. And so when I hit this crystal, when I hit the tuning fork with this particular crystal, I'll be sending love out all over the world and through the airwaves. So I'm going to hit that now three times. Isn't that nice, friends? That's the 528 hertz tuning fork. And I actually have them, too. If anyone's interested, I do have some left. I bought a bunch last year, and I've got crystals from Mount Shasta and Lemuria, too. So if you're interested, please send me an email. My email address is outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. Deborah, hope you don't mind me asking this, but you'll take a person's birth date, for example, and then how does that work? And you're welcome to use me as a guinea pig if you like.
Well, I do have your birthday down, Ted. And I did take a look quickly before I jumped on air here at
you must
your
be
personal
psychic.
Year for next year.
You must be psychic.
And I thought you might find it interesting.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Thank you.
Because because I'm pretty clear about your five life paths. We've talked about that some.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a number that makes you very progressive. It makes you very intelligent and smart and freedom-loving and perfect for what you do, mm-hmm. which is using your intellect, drawing people who are interesting and provocative and, you know, out of this world. It's like, it's a dramatic name first and foremost.
Yeah. Yeah,
and really suits your life path, and on we could go.
Mm-hmm.
But for next year, 2018, you add up all the digits. So we're in a world year of two, because 2 + 1 = 3, and 8 = 11.
Right.
11 is a master number, and I'll be happy to talk about that if you want to talk about next year a little bit.
Sure.
We can go back to that. But just going in on your particular number, 1 + 1, mm-hmm. a year of 11 boils down to 2. So for you, Ted, in a year of two, okay, personally, your personal year next year is going to be a 6. Okay, so what does that mean? That means that you will be working on finding your way as to where you feel your family, whether it's your spiritual family, your dwelling place, so that either housemates, roommates, a lover, a wife, however that shakes down, an environment where you feel emotionally safe. That's really important for you next year.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in the month of January, you're going to feel very introspective. Like if you've had a wild year, okay, this year, because you're a 5 life path, and all of 2017 you've been in a 5 personal year. So it's been busy like nobody's business, never a dull moment, lots of traveling, lots of things shaking up, left, right, and center. Has that been true?
Very true, yeah. Very busy, nonstop, 24-7.
And I'm happy to tell you that January is going to beckon you to go a little more inner.
Okay, okay.
And balance more from inside, maybe even take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, not entirely from your life, who can do that? But, you know, where you take more time to be
mm-hmm.
quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe be even more efficient because you pulled the arrow far back on the bow
mm-hmm.
and took a very restive position.
Mm-hmm.
And then look out in February, it's jump out into all kinds of busy business. It looks good for increase of finances because it's an 8 month. That can be very good. So when you pull yourself in more quietly for January, be making plans and affirmations and setting your tone for how you want your February to look like, and in fact, the rest of the year, the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
You should find an upsurge of practical matters, things that feel pragmatic, things that feel grounded for manifestation purposes, and also could come a little upsurge of finance. So be looking for that. And then all of next year, 6 is also a money magnet number. 5, 6, and 8 are all money magnet numbers, but 8 is the kahuna. But 6 is still there for you all year.
Mm-hmm.
And is it possible that you are going to be making some shift or something is coming up on the horizon about a living situation or something around family that's going to be different for you next year?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's going to be changing. I know that. It'll be changing.
Well, it's going to be changing for the better, I can tell you. It's something about you feeling more authentically you. And perhaps even just scrubbing the whole, you know, landscape and starting over fresh, like either by yourself or just demanding that your environment is completely to your liking and you feel completely emotionally safe and
mm-hmm.
unfettered.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. More sense
than
you know.
Yeah, and that's kind of on plan for you, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I've been working on that. I do see that happening.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you for telling me that. That's very helpful. Thank you, Deborah.
Well, yeah, and it's 2 is a love number, like I just said,
mm-hmm.
but 6 is also. If you look at the digit, Ted, look at the digit of 6. It's got a fat little belly,
mm-hmm.
and numerologists say that's a belly full of love.
Wow.
Father love, mother love, universal love, cosmic love, brotherly love, romantic love. It's just love.
Wow.
So it's another love number, too. So
that's nice. Thank
you. Look for more love in your life.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that would be welcomed, believe me. That would be welcomed.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll enjoy getting out of this 5-year, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I really am.
Yeah, and for the world, oh my goodness, yeah. To go into a year of two, we might see actually some of this intense polarization becoming together, because two is a mediator number.
Hmm.
It's a great number for judges, because two is a number that wants justice.
Hmm.
And you have a background in law, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
And so you must have an incredible upsurge from time to time in your heart for, you know, the justice of it all. Where is the justice of it all?
I do, actually. That's one thing that Simon Parks told me earlier this year. He said I'd brought that from previous reincarnations, from a previous life in Arcturus and in the Pleiadians, that I brought that with me when I came down to Earth here. So
well, it's in your chart, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in our world landscape, the power of mediation to take completely polar opposite viewpoints, I mean, could it be a miracle next year if, you know, we don't have total, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, if you take it to politics, you know, just completely voting on party lines, that's not sustainable for much longer. Something's got to give.
You know, there's a quote that Jack Kennedy just came in and gave me. He says hi to you, by the way. He was here earlier. But he just gave me
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Okay, he's given it to me now. He said that if you want to create a better world and a better government and a better America, he said it's not a Democratic solution. It's not a Republican solution. It's a solution that benefits all the people of America and the planet as well. He just told me that now. And so he said it's silly, so silly, to look and cut in everything in terms of Republicans or Democratic initiatives, when all it does is split us apart and keeps us, he says, from getting our getting the real solutions to help America and the world as well. This divisiveness, this fighting, he said, is so unnecessary, because once you pass over to the other side, he's telling me now that you realize that you're all one. And one of the biggest things he's found is that, you know, these wars in the past, World War I, World War II, the Korea War, the wars in Afghanistan, the Middle East, all you're doing when you hurt the other, when you kill somebody or injure someone, you're hurting yourself, because we're all linked together. We're all parts of the supreme being that made this, that created all of this. So you're really hurting yourself. And that's one of the things he's realized now on the other side. He's working on now, he can't give too many details, but he's working on an appeasement initiative right now. And he says now, he's never stopped being your president on the other side. And as this planet goes higher and higher into the higher dimensions, we're going to go into the fourth dimension and then the fifth dimension, a process that will be finished by the end of the 2020s, we will realize that we were all one, and war and military expenditures will be kind of a thing of the past. There'll still be a government, but there won't be the need for such a large government as we have today, because people will know how to live among each other and treat each other with love and respect.
Well, that is just beautiful, and I love it, and it's a total reflection of what's in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really,
mm-hmm.
my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted nothing more than a world more at peace. I just looked out at the world from as long as I can remember and feeling that things are very upside down and out of control. And I think belonging to that group of people that tend to get the label light worker, this is music to our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't be more pleased than to say, hey, Ted, we're at the brink. 9 more days.
Yeah.
And we step into this wonderful year of two, which is all about love, peace, harmony, understanding, balance, relationship consciousness, which hopefully is more, conscious and healthy, where the persuasiveness may be for the more common sense idea that blends polar opposites into something that is truly progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully with more diplomacy, tactfulness, people showing more sincerity and trustworthiness. Because I think you had a segment, your first show today was on net neutrality and the media, right?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that Yeah, and what I the other message that I've gotten from the other side, and President Kennedy just confirmed this now, the chairman of that commission that took away net neutrality, Anjit Paul Pai, I think his name is, who gave control over the internet in the United States to two corporations, Verizon and Comcast. He will be out of his job within by the end of next year. He'll be gone because he'll come because President Trump will come to, come under so much pressure to get rid of him that he will be gone by the end of next year, and that decision will be changed. It'll be a very short-lived decision. The problem with Mr. Pai is that he's President Kennedy says he used to be a corporate lawyer for Verizon, but he's never stopped being a corporate lawyer. And unfortunately, he doesn't know the difference between public a public position and a private position. When he was a, in a private position, working as a corporate lawyer for Verizon, that was one thing. But he's still acting as if he's Verizon's attorney now as the head of this government agency. And he needs to instead and not represent, he needs to represent the American people, which are about 90% against this decision, instead of representing Verizon. But the, he'll be gone by the end of next year, he said. Don't worry.
Well, great. This is fabulous.
Yeah.
And just, you know, a little word from me, because I was thinking about all of this and how mm-hmm. a couple hundred years ago people got a message by maybe a carrier pigeon.
Right.
and you
right.
know, maybe in a little American town, a two-page newspaper.
Right.
And maybe a little gossip, right? Like
right.
that was the news. And today, think about it. I mean, the information explosion is probably what's going to predominate in the next 9 years of cycle for numerology. And, you know, ferreting out what is fake news, what is truth news, it's increasingly tougher because we get barraged with so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it can create confusion for people, especially when institutions, and especially our government, but other places as well, can be polarized.
Right.
The racist issue, religious issues, people still feeling at odds about things, Israel and Palestine, all
mm-hmm.
those, everywhere we see polarization.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be some ongoing confusion in next year because it's an 11 year and the power of one doubled is still mental. So you look at the polarization within the individual happening because of the trends of our time with the information explosion and polarization going on and being supportive for people to bounce around in their head in a world year of 11. But thankfully, 1 + 1 boils down to 2,
mm-hmm.
which is all about the heart. Yes, it's
right.
a year of passion and romance, and I do expect hopefully more people to find love and maybe marriages flourishing a little more because
mm-hmm.
I love to see coupling. It's so healthy,
mm-hmm.
I believe, in whatever form people want to take it. But committed coupling, people live longer, it's been shown.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that comes down to handling this polarity issue within the individual is for all of us to remember to practice as best as we can, taking advantage of this world year of 2. The 11-2 is the consummate number of the psychic. 11-2 as a master number is the energy of the spiritual messenger of spirit and light. So how do we get lit up? Our head never knows the truth, does it? Only our heart knows the truth. So
oh.
I'm encouraging everybody to take advantage and work your intuitive way more than you ever have before. Work getting into and finding ways to stay in your heart no matter what it takes, because therein you will know the truth no matter what. In this world of great change, great tumult, great confusion, and great polarization,
mm-hmm.
which will be improving, but we are still ferreting out all kinds of the junction point. We are
mm-hmm.
bridging into a new, more orderly state, but there's still plenty of chaos out there. So
one thing
let
I,
your heart be your guide.
Yeah, absolutely, Deborah. Well, one thing I learned from Billy Fay Woodard and Zora of the Hollow Earth last year, he said,
okay.
always make your decisions using your heart mind. He says there's two ways. They say that there's two ways to make decisions. One's through your logical brain between your ears, and that's in the third dimension. The other way is to use your heart mind and to make a decision. That's basically relying upon your gut instinct, your intuition. There's various names for it. Your psychic, you're, everyone's psychic in a way, but various people call it different names. Some people call it intuition, which is fine. But it's your heart mind that's always right. And your heart mind is something like 2,000 times more powerful than your logical mind is. That's why if you use your heart mind to make decisions, you'll almost always be right versus your logical mind, which can be wrong. So anyway, that was one of the messages he said. And also the other thing I've learned from the spirit side, too, is it's the first thing. If you ask a question of the spirits, it's that first answer you get out of your heart that's the correct one, not the second or third one, but the first one.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And when they test electromagnetically, which of course we can do because we all have an electromagnetic grid that surrounds us.
Right.
And the brain resonates only so far in terms of an electromagnetic force, but the heart registers way further out beyond the brain. Isn't that fascinating?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I know it.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, Deborah,
go ahead.
I want to ask you, if you don't mind, what kinds of things do you see in general for the country next year and for the world and from your numerology?
Well, in general, what I see is that being an 11-2 year, again, we'll see more forces for the mind to take more calm. Mm-hmm. And not beating each other up so much from that place that doesn't know truth, but in general, no matter what is being done, leading into more and more and more of a chance for mediation and a chance for harmony prevailing when normally it wouldn't, making decisions that make sense. And I see things, for example, on the world stage, like the remaining dictators of this world being muted a little more.
Okay.
Because with the two coming as an upsurge and countering what has typically gone on with the head making decisions, I think that they will be mitigated or toppled even next year. And this is very good news. So I do believe that we can see trends that we prefer that are moving in a more advanced way than what we have seen this year. Taking Donald Trump and Putin, for example, who are the two leaders of, two of the greatest, most powerful forces on Earth. Donald Trump and Putin have been in a natural match here with their sun sign in numerology. Trump is a 2 sun sign, meaning it's also called his attitude number. Putin has an attitude 8. They've been in a real bromance stage, no matter what people say about them or what their conversations have been. They actually are more compatible this year, next year, and the year after. They have a challenge with their numbers that way. But in 2020, which is the last year of Trump's presidency, they come together again in a natural match. So hopefully next year could be the beginning of diplomatic discussions and interactions that eventuate into something higher and better and more compatible for the two countries. That's what I see as a possibility.
Beautiful. Well, I've been in touch with the Galactic Alliance as well, and they tell me that any attempt by Kim Jong-un of North Korea to try to launch a nuclear strike either at the United States or any other country, they themselves will shoot down. They will disable that that missile or that bomb so it can't go off because they don't want us to commit suicide. So North Korea may do a lot of complaining, but they're not. It's not going to go anywhere. So that's what I'm seeing as well from a Galactic Alliance perspective.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. And it's paralleling what I see for the world. Ted, you know me. I always tend to lean into the positive.
Sure.
Look at things being better than other people.
Right.
And I just can't help but feel that in a year of love, we don't make simultaneous progress. With, yes, some things being more chaotic due to all the confusion and the point, counterpoint, and all the talking heads, no matter where they are and what institution. That's going to drum up some chaos still, for sure. But with the power of the two, what is going to predominate is more level-headed thinking because the heart is going to play a bigger part always next year. And it's sort of a saving grace. And I really do feel it will contribute to a stopgap on anyone who is looking like a megalomaniac, whether they are in fact imbalanced in their body chemistry or they in fact have an agenda for reasons that actually on some level make sense due to their culture. It doesn't matter.
Right.
They're still, you know, posing the possibility for war to is opposed to war. And so it's a formative year. We'll see. Because any number has a negative and a positive vibration. And so if two was to go into more of the negative, it's going to support, you know, what we would call some of the dark side still. But I'm feeling, because the vibration of the planet is going up so much, that we're going to see an emphasis more to the good of the two playing on the world stage. I really do feel that.
Oh, good. Yeah, I do too. I do too.
And Ted, you know, even if the financial world, which some people are still predicting, and I believe the Eastern form of astrology, Jyotish, shows a possible, you know, I don't know if you would call it a correction or a crash or what, but, you know, who knows how drastic or dramatic it could be, but it could be substantive, potentially, according to Vedic science. But I think that even if something occurred, some type of correction, I feel like it could be mitigated. And I do feel also that it will be for best, because something more orderly is going to come as a result of some correction. I do feel that long term it's going to be for the best if there's a blip on the chart, with our financial world.
Yeah, I don't look at the current economic system to be sustainable for the long term, personally.
No, so you also feel that there's going to be some change, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
It's not all unicorns and fairy boats and rainbows.
No,
But it's going to eventually go to a higher state of order than we've known in our lives, I feel, because I think it's headed in a direction of more truthfulness.
Well, one of the things that my friend Dr. Angel Fernandez in the Dominican Republic has said to me is that the rise of Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies is phenomenal. First time in history this has ever happened. But he said, he was saying last summer, last August, that this represents the end of fiat currencies. That you look at the U.S. dollar, I mean, we used to be backed by gold and then silver during, that's what Jack Kennedy wanted to do, is he issued treasury notes backed by silver. But actually there's nothing backing them now. And they're what's called fiat currencies because they're in God we trust.
Right.
That's all there is. The federal, the banks behind the so-called federal. It's not federal and it's not reserve system, but it's 13 private banks issuing our money. Jack says illegally against against the what's called the Article 7 of the U.S. Constitution, which says that only the U.S. Treasury can issue currencies. How come we've got 13 private banks issuing currency? For the United States, it's illegal. It's illegal and it's a scam system because these banks charge us taxpayers interest on the monies that they print for us that we should be able to print on our own. But anyway, he says that the days of this fiat currency of the U.S. dollar being issued by these private banks is coming to an end and soon. And the bitcoins and the cryptocurrencies represent the end of it. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but that's what he said is happening now.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody, there's a, you know, millions of opinions on the whole thing. And once again, it's like, jump in and prepare to be amazed.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
And surprised. But yeah. we could prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's always the best thing we can do, waking up any given morning. And I'm optimistic. I feel really good about stepping into, as a love guru, sort of, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
Putting on my love coach hat, I'm really excited to step into a year of two and help all the people who are trying to gain more love in their life, whether they're wanting it and it's not there at their doorstep, drawing the love of their life, or they're in something where they've been having contentiousness and I can help them bring it to a new level of coherence. I'm looking forward to it.
I know, and you're such a wonderful person, too. You're always uplifting, and I want to take this briefly. We've only got a few seconds left. Deborah, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And I want to thank everyone around the world who supported my show and me in my work to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And I say this with all my heart, that the world is changing. I know that the world is getting to be a better place. And I couldn't have done it without all your beautiful love and support. And so thank you, everyone around the world, for your support of Out of This World Radio. And I hope you have a wonderful and happy Christmas, and we'll talk to you next year. And Deborah, thank you so much again for coming on my show today. Everything you think, do.